But yeah, with that Kung Fu Panda thing, with the baton thing, it's the same thing. It's the young ingenue come through and the old guy gets pushed out. And it's being pushed out when you don't want them to necessarily go. And I can't tell.
Kathleen Kennedy syndrome.
I can't tell if it's like, okay, I'm tired, I want to give it up. But like I said, it's a voiceover thing. So how tired can you be for that check? You know, especially when it could be a situation where you don't have to even be in costume. You don't have to shave. You don't have to take a shower. You could be in your closet in your house and do voiceover work. So I can't tell if it's just a story making it lean, because we've seen that with, you know, Star Wars, and we've seen that with Marvel stuff. We've seen that with everything. So,
well, one of the interesting ones, but the sequel wasn't obviously as popular as the first movie, was Aladdin, because Robin Williams wasn't in that second movie, so it wasn't as popular. But I mean, it could still be done, in terms of, like, I could understand why actors, actresses don't necessarily want to keep doing a certain role, you know, because that's part of, you know, being like, the mindset of an artist is they don't like to fall into some kind of a typeset, you know. And
yeah,
so they get into these things where, like, I don't want to do this character anymore. So I can kind of get that.
Robin Williams is that he was pissed because they kind of broke the contract. That's different. Because you've seen he came back on a third one. So that was different because they misused his voice.
But, I mean, I do understand, like you said, for Optimus Prime, where I still forever wanted to be the guy that does it. That
Peter Cullen.
Peter Cullen. But the thing that irritates me, not so much that, it's like what I was saying earlier, where, you know, it's a beloved character, and then you try to, when the characters, I would argue that, I mean, obviously I haven't seen the fourth one, but Jack Black's character is still, like, would be viewed as in their prime.
Yeah.
There's no need to, like, Star Wars is different because there's such a gap between the original and the later series, where Luke Skywalker is, like, all an older man, so I can see where he's kind of like off to the side. They still have him, but not as a primary character.
But you don't have to do him wrong. You don't have to kick him off, and you could continue on with your new characters and let them fend for themselves.
Yeah, versus, and then just have
versus pissing over the ones that we like. So, like, if you have no need for it anymore, don't do ours wrong. Go ahead and mess yours up if you want to. Take your chances on what you want to do, but don't mess up ours. It's kind of like playing in the same sandbox. Leave my tools and my shovel and my bucket over here, and do your best sandcastles you could do and all that kind of stuff. But if it doesn't work out, don't kick mine over because yours is not working out.
Well, what they should do, or what they can do, is you still have Jack Black's character, and then the Awkwafina character I comes in as kind of like the partner, and that would be a test to see how people respond to that character. And if it's a popular enough character, have that character have its own spin-off. I mean, you could do that too, and then you can't really complain that that character is in their own separate thing versus being in, horning in on the main character that we all grew to love,
but,
and then basically taking over.
But they normally know that that's not going to work out, and that's why they anchor him to somebody that's already popular. Not popular enough for them to treat him right and look after him, but popular enough to drag something nobody else is asking for.
Yeah, but that original, the way they're doing it now, or what they appear to be doing, is more of a bait and switch. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm coming into this movie because I want to watch Jack Black's character, but then you end up not getting Jack Black's character, you end up getting Awkwafina's character. So that's that would irritate me more. But I understand that from the economic standpoint why they do that, but it still doesn't take away that it's just irritating for fans to have to go through that.
Right. Like I said, they could have tested her out on some Disney or some other kind of show and had their little cartoon segment with just her and see how it works out. They could have did that too. And then they would have saw what it would have happened, and then they would have had no excuse. But sometimes they don't care. And like I said, they'll just anchor it. They want what they want, and so they'll tie it.
I mean, if they did that. I mean, I know it's only been one movie, right? Barbie's only been the one movie. Yeah. But imagine if, like, they're able to do, like, a couple more Barbie movies, and they did that where Margot Robbie's Barbie is kind of shunted out to the side, and there's I'm curious if they would ever do that, like, because it always seems to be when they do that on IPs, it's always on the male characters. You notice it always seems to be the male characters, the popular male characters. I don't really see them doing that with like female characters that are like beloved. You know, would they try to like supplant them with somebody else? But yeah. I mean, if there is something you think of, let me know. But it seems
it's in their favor. So why? Yeah, and like
I see what you're saying.
You know,
because Barbie's already
right.
It's already like what they idealize, what they want. You know, like the
right. It fits the mold. But it's funny because they would never make Barbie a Ken movie, but they would make a Ken movie a Barbie movie. They would make Star Wars a Barbie movie. They would make Marvel stuff a Barbie movie.
Yes.
But it would never be the other way around, where it would be a woman-driven movie and they make it a man. The man would be inferior. The man would be incompetent. The man would either not exist. The man would be gay. But it would never be stepping on the toes of whoever that lead person was, ever. Yes,
if it's a woman. That's true. Well, right. I was saying from the point of, what if Barbie was, like, what if Aquafina became, like, the next, like, central character as a Barbie? I mean, that's still a woman, but it's not, like, a white woman.
Well, they can get away with that because there's different types of Barbies, dolls. Mm-hmm. So as long as she's not the blonde Barbie, if she's whatever Barbie, you know, Barbie from Hong Kong or whatever. I don't know. But they have different Barbies. Black Barbie, there's all kinds of different Barbies. So that would be an interesting conversation and interesting thing to see how that would play off. But at the end of the day, from what you guys are talking about, it's just a question of being creative and a lack of creativity. Because why latch on to an existing, you know, entity? If you want to create something new, then create something new. Period. And then market it and promote it and see what happens. Don't just go back to Old Faithful and take something that's known and try to distort that and change that or kick that to the side for something new. Because a lot of that has to do with ageism as well. But the only male character that we have that we've seen consistently change and that we've all been okay with was basically James Bond.
Yeah. Well, yes, because basically, James Bond is,
So that's it. I mean, in regards to a male character that we all know and love and watch in the movie theater, you know, we know, okay, this is a new Bond. And you know, a new person, new Bond, new identity. I mean, there's going to be different characteristics that we're going to either like or not like about that person playing Bond. So, but we haven't seen that with, like, female characters. You guys are right. It's interesting. I mean, they might be able to do that with Barbie. It'd be interesting. But what they've done with Doctor Who, they distorted that.
Yeah,
they put an agenda. Like I said, it'd be different if it was naturally got there, however it went there. But it's almost kind of like they're going to jam it in regardless. Now, if something's, you know, this is a cool take and we honestly got a cool take for it, then that's cool. But just to make it, you know, a minority or to make female, the evidence of how it happened is just very obvious. More obvious than I think that they think that it is. They think they're being slick and just because it fills in a slot that, you know, people are bypass how it happened. It's just like, oh, they'll just be happy that I switched their, you know, their sandwich for a burger. And it's just like, well, the people went for a sandwich. And even though it might be a better burger and you like it, that's not what they came to that restaurant for. So you switching it up like that, that's not, you know, you're gonna get kicked back for the fact that it's mislabeling. Even if it is good. So say they did do that, and it's like, oh, that's a damn good burger, better than that sandwich. But still, guess what? That's not what I wanted today. That's not what I came here for.
Yeah.
So even if in best intentions, advertise right and let people decide. But then they know if they advertise right, what would happen. So that means don't do it. Or make it such a compelling burger that they'll want it even though they wanted a sandwich. But that requires work and talent.
A perfect example, and this would prove the whole thing, that it has nothing to do with like a misogynistic attitude towards like female-based characters attached to some kind of powerful IP. The upcoming Furiosa movie, that you could see by that trailer. If you guys seen that Furiosa trailer, it looks like it's going to be really good. And she's the primary character. And that's the perfect example of what I was talking about, where in the first movie, she's kind of the main character, but isn't Hardy's like Tom Hardy's like the main character in that one, right? In the first movie.
He's not really the main character, but he is the person we're hanging on to until Furiosa shows up.
Yeah.
He's like the placeholder because he doesn't speak or anything. So he's kind of like we're on his back to get us into the situation, but then the whole realization of what's going on and the journey is all Furiosa.
Okay. But I mean that's what I'm talking about where Furiosa at first in that movie is not the prime. She becomes part of it later on in the movie.
Yes.
And then now you can literally have another movie just about her story, origin story. And it's like, you could tell by watching it, like that it's, you don't care that it's a woman. It's just,
it was a fair handoff too. And you saw how she tied into the story. She was actually part of the story. And you know, since the guy's the creator of it, then of course he's gonna have more information and actually know how to do it versus somebody telling him, hey, let's just make it a, you know. So you can speak to the times and do things, but I'm just saying if you're gonna do it, make sure you're doing it in a way where the trick about being an artist, a writer, or anything is to be able to do things where people can't see your sketches or people can't see, you know, foresee your thoughts. You know, you want them to be surprised as you go along. You want them to unveil and they notice, you know, because you guys are both writers. So you know how the importance of that is versus like, as soon as they showed that, I knew this. You know, you try to erase your footprints, right?
So that's all
I'm asking. Erase your footprints because it's insulting, especially when it's something that I didn't ask for, and to also see your work, that how you got there.
Another example of that is the animated Spider-Man movies with Gwen. Like, their character, they make her character so compelling that they probably could make a separate Gwen story and people would actually watch that because their characters become very like likable and like an integral part of that Spider-Man universe with Miles Morales, where she could like literally stand on her own. And I'd watch it and I wouldn't feel like, you know, Miles Morales' character is somehow being slighted because they built up her character to the point where she can literally have stand on her own if they wanted her to, in terms of like making her own like story or movie. So that's another example. That's just, again, going back to the Furiosa thing and what you're saying, Jason. Well, it's just a matter of you got to just make it like build that structure, like a foundation really good, and then everything else will fall into place after that in terms of the ancillary characters or, you know, new characters you want to introduce. That's all you have to do. And just, you know, don't treat people like they're idiots. The fans, they can perceive stuff better than you give them credit for, and that's why there's always backlash to things when things like that happen, because the audience is not as dumb as, you know, they think they are. That's why there's that backlash. So anyways.